before you is an informational report on the eligibility audits that has been requested numerous times through this committee. I'm pleased to, for various reasons, it's been in front either legislative changes with the budget repair bill or our own benefit changes throughout the year. I'm pleased to report that we did release the RFP, that it ran in the August 27th and 28th editions of the Journal Sentinel, and that we've subsequently been working through the RFP phase on this. We have so far 12 different firms have indicated that they will be submitting proposals to us. Today is their deadline for submitting all of those proposals, and it's actually a wide range of vendors. We were intentionally open-ended with this. So we're accepting bids from companies strictly looking at audit services, looking at audit services in conjunction with existing services, and proposing alternative services to it. We'll be reviewing it, and all three approaches have their own strengths. And we'll be selecting some finalists in the near future and coming forward with approval for a final scope and contract for an audit to be concluded in the first quarter of 2012. The one area that was a bit more contentious with the eligibility audits is still basically unsettled, and it's something that I would expect to bring back to the committees for approval when we approve the scope of the contract, and that's the question of the amnesty period. Most benefits and HR literature would suggest that that's a best practice to do when doing a dependent eligibility audit, but it's certainly not required, and it's something that would be, of course, subject to your approval.
Thank you, Mr. Janczyk. Any questions or comments by the committee? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Yeah, how would that amnesty period come back to us if it was anticipated to be in November? Assuming that it was anticipated that it would be as part of open enrollment, that they would correct their who they have listed as their defendants. So, I mean, don't we need to be doing that now? You're saying in the October cycle it's coming back.
Mr. Chairman, what I'm suggesting is that we're hoping to bring it back in the October cycle, but regardless of whether or not it does, we're not obligated to do an amnesty period one way or the other, and that there are a lot of ways to execute this, the simplest of which would be to tie it into our open enrollment, but it's certainly not mandatory.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. This item's informational, so we can move on to item number 9.